views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, and we will help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on the Psychic Professor Show, we have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your questions. And today, my guest is Dr. Craig Hogan, who is the president of the Afterlife Research and Education Institute. And if you have any questions for us, you will be able to call them in at 800-930-2819. And with that said, I would like to welcome Craig to our show. Craig?
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. I'm excited to be here, and I'm anxious to talk about the afterlife and afterlife communication.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do, and I thought maybe we would start with the conference.
Mm-hmm. We are having a conference this coming September. It is a symposium, which means we're going to be bringing together the leading experts in the field of afterlife communication, end-of-life activities, meaning what happens in the transition, and the new spirituality. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be trying to kick off an effort to bring the messages of what we know to everyone in the world, and especially here in our own environments. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be having presentations, we're going to video them, and we're going to get them out to people. So we're going to have the people who are the researchers in afterlife communication, the developers who are actually developing the methods. We have 16 different methods now that are successful in having afterlife communications, and the practitioners, the people who are out there actually doing the work. And we're all coming together to talk about it and to bring it out to the world and make it as accessible as we can make it.
That sounds wonderful, and I'm really glad to hear that you're going to videotape the event so you will we'll have a record of it that other people mm-hmm. can share who can't make it to Phoenix. So maybe you want to tell them where it is and the dates.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It is September 15th through the 17th. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And we are pretty much filling up the hotel. We've filled up the hotel and to capacity. We'll have over 500 guests there to experience all of these marvelous speakers that we have and the workshops that we're going to be having there. And we're having a workshop in how to record afterlife voices, so that anybody can do that on their own PC, record the afterlife voices of people. We're having a workshop on how to understand what the mental messages that you're getting when you get messages from people on the other side. So there'll be a workshop on that and explanations about how to do all of these things.
Well, that's wonderful, and I have to say that Sherry Pearl's going to be with me next week, so she's the one I know that is doing afterlife communications through mm-hmm. EVP to mm-hmm. connect parents with their children. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited about having her on the show and having her come up to Lilydale next year. So mm-hmm. this all sounds really exciting.
Yeah, and Sherry's work is really exciting. And what she's doing is she is actually recording the voices of the children on the other side because she has her prayer registry that's devoted to children on the other side communicating with their parents on this side. And so she's developed her technique of recording the voices on a PC, and then the parents can call in, ask questions, and the children will answer them, and then she sends the answers back to the parent. And she's doing it based on Sonia Rinaldi's work. Sonia Rinaldi's a researcher in Brazil. And Sonia is able to get crystal clear messages from the other side. She's done as many as 163 parents in 1 month. And the messages she gets have as many as 200 messages in a single session. So it's a very successful method, and Sherry's doing a marvelous job with it.
That's terrific. And I mean, I know from my own readings that connecting parents with their lost children is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Even when you bring them through in a reading, it's amazing. But actually hearing the voice of the child must be sensational. Sensational.
Yeah. And then these voices, then the voices that come through are coming through in their thoughts. The child on the other side sends their thoughts through what they on the other side call a machine. It's actually a machine. But they send their thoughts through it, and then it is encoded on the hard drive of the computer. So it's not like they're speaking through a microphone, but it is certainly the parents say, that is my child. That is based upon the content, based upon the general tone of it, although the voice is not identical at times. Very often it is identical. And so they send the thought patterns through and get messages to their loved ones on this side.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I'm really excited and looking forward to going to the conference. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to ask you about the books you've written, because you've written a number of books.
Yeah, I've written the first book that I had written is called Your Eternal Self. And Your Eternal Self, I wanted to bring all of the evidence that we have that the mind is not in the brain. The mind is not confined to the brain, so it doesn't die when the brain dies. And that the mind then continues, and what it's like when it continues and goes to the other side, and what life is like on the other side. And also how on this side, since the mind is not in the brain, we're all connected with each other. And there is a great amount of scientific evidence of the fact that we communicate with each other, even though we don't realize that we're continually communicating with each other on this mind-to-mind level. People can be in the same room. If they're in the same room and you measure their heart rates and their brain waves, they will begin to synchronize after they've been in the room for a while. And they've even done this in experiments of groups being 200 miles away, and one group will intend to sync up with the other group 200 miles away, and their heartbeats and their brainwaves will synchronize with each other just by intending to do so. So we know that the mind is not in the brain. The mind is outside of the brain, and it doesn't die when the brain dies. And so then the book Your Eternal Self has the proof that that's true. It also has the proof of the fact that that we can have afterlife communications freely with our loved ones on the other side. We know that that's true now, that it's a fact, and I bring together the scientific evidence to show that it's true. But I've made it readable, just as readable as I could, and I've broken it up into segments with the kinds of evidence and anecdotes about it that people can read easily. So that was the first book that I wrote. And as I got into working with the afterlife communication, then I found out that there was a psychotherapist in Libertyville, Illinois, who has been able to help his clients. He was working at a VA hospital, and he was having his combat veterans sitting in his office as a psychotherapist working on their grief and their trauma. And they were having afterlife communications. They were just closing their eyes, and with their eyes closed, then the person on the other life, other side of life came to them and communicated with them. They would have soldiers that they had killed and that they had seen being killed, and they would come to them and say, it's all right, don't worry about it, you know, I've gone on with my life on the other side, and so you should go on with your life. And this kind of kept happening very frequently. He ended up with 70% of those on the other side having these connections, and so he and I wrote a book together about it. And then another psychotherapist from Washington State took his method and improved on it. And she was getting the same kinds of results of loved ones coming through from the other side during the psychotherapy session when they're sitting working with each other. And the results were 98% success, that she can bring through anybody from the other side. And she's trained 100 psychotherapists now to do it. So it's become a very popular method of helping people come through the other side. And the grief of the person who comes in, they come in grief, they're sobbing, and they walk out joyful after one session. It reduces grief by 86% in one session. So it's just a tremendous method. So those are two of the books that I had written with psychotherapists. And other books I've edited, edited one on afterlife communications with 16 proven methods that we use in afterlife communications, and anybody can have an afterlife connection. It's just a matter of helping them find the right way. And so then I edited that book, and after that, then I developed an online program that teaches people how to have their own afterlife communications. And so they can get on, anybody can get on and learn how to do it, and it's free because it comes from the Institute, and we do things for free. So it's online, it's for free, thousands of people have gone through it, and it's about an 86% success rate in connecting.
Okay, well, you know what? We want to talk about more of that, but we're going to have to take a break. So I'm just going to say you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. We're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to keep exploring afterlife communication. And we'll tell you, our listeners, how you can learn how to do some of these things. And we'll find out more about Craig's work. So we're going on break. See, talk to you soon.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Hello, we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everybody knows you can call in and ask questions about the afterlife. And the phone number is 800-930-2819. This program is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery, and if you'd like information about the gallery, you can go to www.spiritartgallery.net. And with that, we're back with Craig, and we're talking about the afterlife. Here's Craig Hogan.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be able to talk about it because there's so much going on now. It is a different world. We know more now about the afterlife and about afterlife communication than humanity has ever known. And we believe that this is a special time. This is a time that has been ordained during which we're going to see changes in human consciousness. And it's one of the reasons that you see such evil and such problems in the world right now. That's a revolt against the developments that we're seeing right now. And we're hearing this not just from our own conjecture on this side, but from those on the other side, and a great variety of sources are saying humankind is changing and that you are being changed molecularly. We're being changed deeply in who we are. And all of us who are involved in it, all of us who listen, and to be involved, all you have to do is be open and listen. And be willing to hear what it is that's being given to us, because it's being given freely. And so this change in humankind that's happening right now is a change that will alter humankind for the rest of our existence.
Yes, and that reminds me, I had Ed Edwards on last week. I don't know if you know of Ed's work, but he is the person that's being tested the most to prove these kind of extrasensory energies do exist, and people can manipulate them, and they can use them. And so we are at a point where we're really learning that this stuff is real. And we're getting scientific evidence to prove it, which is very exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. And the Institute of Noetic Sciences in California is doing pioneering work. And, of course, the Monroe Institute is doing work, and the Duke is doing work. So there are many people who are now engaged in this and making discoveries. So science is coming around and telling us more about the afterlife and about psychic abilities than we have ever known before. Science is actually doing the informing. And so there used to be a kind of a battle between science and the psychic world or the religious world. And that is no longer true. Science is taking the lead now. We're learning from science rather than learning from the metaphysicians, although we're still getting the metaphysicians who collaborate with the scientists. So it's a different world, and those of us who are doing this work now, like you, we're our PhDs, and we're medical doctors, and neurophysiologists, and the people who are specialists in our fields and have come into this work and have realized how much there is. And all we have to do is bring it to humanity, because it's there. It's like a treasure chest just waiting to be opened.
Yes, that's a good way to say that. That I know historically there have always been scientists that have been interested in these kinds of things. And spiritualism calls itself a science, a religion, and a philosophy. So, but in the past, there was a lot of pushback. I mean, a lot of these people who were scientists, they discredited and gave them a really hard time for looking into this type of work. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see that it's changing with all of this.
Yeah, it's changing dramatically and wonderfully. You know, we're watching it happen, and so, to the surprise of those who study consciousness, for instance, who study consciousness and realize that there's much more to life. And of course, with the advent of the quantum age, the quantum mechanics age in the early part of the 20th century, when we realized that the world that we thought was real is not the world that is out there at all, that there's much more to it than we'd ever realized, and the consciousness is central to it. The scientists now are taking the lead in discovering the things that are going to have an impact. And eventually, they have not gotten to the point where they are sold on the idea of the eternal life, that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So they haven't gone that far yet, but they will because of the fact that it's inevitable. They have to go in that direction if they follow where the science leads them. And so they may come kicking and screaming, but that is where they're coming right now. And some of the scientists are signing up, and they understand it, and they are on board with it. And the others are going to follow suit. It's just going to take time.
It always does. It always does. Mm-hmm. But why don't you tell us a little more about the method that you've been developing to help individuals communicate with the afterlife?
Mm-hmm, sure. And what happened was, after I had written the two books with the two psychotherapists, they were using a method called bilateral stimulation. And it's a psychotherapeutic method in which the counselor or the psychotherapist sits with the client and stimulates the two sides of their body, either by having them move their eyes back and forth or by using taps on either hand or other various methods. But that stimulates the two sides of the body alternately. And that kind of confuses the mind is usually broken down into what amounts to a left brain and a right brain, even though they're not in the brain. But there's a logical side, and then there's an intuitive side. And this stimulation breaks that down. And once it's broken down, then the mind has to think differently. It has to see things differently. It opens itself up. And as a result of that, then people are able to have afterlife communications and other things. They're able to heal traumas. It's a marvelous therapeutic device. And so what I, after having written these books, and I knew the methods and was actually able to use them myself, I decided that there ought to be some way to do it using hypnotism and being able to help people to relax. And so I discovered a way that people can have groups relax using a group hypnosis. And when they relax, then they can have afterlife communications. And a group of people, if you run them through this, 70% of them can have an afterlife communication while they're just sitting there in the group. And I thought that there ought to be some way of teaching people how to do this relaxation, being able to go into the open frame of mind, be able to relax. And when they go into the relaxed state of mind, have their own afterlife communication, just sitting in their living room or sitting in their bedroom. And so I figured there ought to be some way to do this, since we could do it with bilateral stimulation, we could do it in groups. And so I developed a training program, and it is a training program. They have to go through 8 stages of training. And the training first teaches them how to relax, and then after it teaches them how to relax, it teaches them how to be open. And after they're open, then it teaches them how to understand and receive the messages that they're getting from loved ones on the other side. And once they go into that open, receptive state, then the person on the other side is anxious to communicate and will come through to them and will communicate with them. And it's not like they're giving them words. It's not like it's a dialogue. It's in many ways. It's through senses, impressions, the knowledge that they give them, as well as words and conclusions that they come to. And so that's been very successful. People can learn how to do it. All they have to do is go through the 7 stages of the training. And once they come to the end of it, then they can sit down any place, in a doctor's office when they're waiting. They can do it not when they're driving or something like that, because they have to concentrate on driving. But when they can go into a relaxed situation, they can have their own afterlife communication, and they learn how to do that. Some people now are doing it every day. So they learn how to do this, and they have their daily talk with their loved one who's on the other side.
That's interesting. Now, I would say, but sometimes there must be some loved ones that don't come through.
No.
No?
There have always, they always come through.
They always come through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're always willing to come through. Now, we do have situations in which a loved one may feel guilty. They have done something to the person who's still on this side. And so they feel guilty. They feel great remorse, because now that they've dropped off the body, they have just the feelings, and they realize what they were doing. They realize that they're eternal beings. And so then they feel great guilt. And they may be a little reticent to come through. They're hesitant. because of the fact that they feel like they can't be forgiven, that it's difficult to forgive them. But they do want the forgiveness, and they ask for the forgiveness. So there's a lot of giving forgiveness from the person on this side, giving forgiveness to the person who has passed, or the person who has passed, giving forgiveness to the person who's on this side. But everyone who comes through, and this includes pets, everyone is available to communicate, and they do come through. And so it's just a matter of learning how to have them come through. People wonder why their loved one doesn't come through to them. Grandma has passed, and she's been gone for 4 months, and I haven't heard a thing from her. And what's the story? I've heard all these tales from people about how a loved one comes through and communicates, and grandma's just not coming through. Why? And the reason is that it's very difficult for them to communicate with us. They have to go to a medium the same way that we have to go to a medium. And they are trying to communicate, but it's just that on the level of one-to-one coming directly to us, we aren't able to listen. We aren't able to hear. We can't slow ourselves down enough. We can't relax enough to become open and receptive. But once we teach people how to become open and receptive and to allow these messages to come through, the very subtle messages, then they easily can come through from the person on the other side. And the psychotherapists, as I said, are doing it at 98% success. And we're doing it with 86% success with the self-guided afterlife communication. So they're always available to communicate.
Well, that's great. And I would like to talk to you more about how this relates to mediumship, but mm-hmm. we need to take another break. So I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you are listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back, if anyone has any questions, they can certainly call us on the phone lines, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And we're now taking a quick break.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new, transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com/tips.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hello, we're back on the Psychic Professor Shows with Dr. Susan Barnes. The phone lines are open for questions, and we are here talking about afterlife communication. And what Craig Hogan is telling us is that you, as an individual, can learn to be able to communicate with the afterlife and all of your relatives and loved ones on the other side. So, Craig, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm, sure. Anybody can do this. So what we do is we go through the training program, but there are some people who just need a few words, actually, to be able to do it. So what it involves is being able to relax yourself. And you can sit and just close your eyes and do some deep breathing and relax. If you know any meditation exercises, those are good to go through. And so go into a meditation exercise and deep breathe. And instead of emptying your mind, instead of making your mind what they call in Zen the empty rice bowl, instead of emptying your mind, you become hypersensitive to everything that goes on in your mind. You become really sensitive to any impressions, any feelings, any knowledge that you might have. And when you do that, when you become super sensitive to it, then you'll have things come through your mind. It'll be like a dream. So you get dream stuff that may not make any sense, but it keeps you have images come through your mind and knowledge and impressions, and they'll come into your mind and flow out and do it very quickly. And so you may go from the seashore and all of a sudden you're at the top of a mountain and then you're back in the library and you'll have these things come to you. Now, that's called free unfoldment, free natural unfoldment. So when you're able to allow free natural unfoldment with your eyes closed, that's when they will take over on the other side, because they'll unfold for you what it is that you want to, what they want to give to you. And so once we teach people how to allow free unfoldment, then the messages will come through all by themselves. And the messages come through not in words. And they'll come through telepathically. They're mind-to-mind communication. It's a different way of communicating. And they will come with knowledge, impressions, and most amazingly, they'll come through with sensations like hugs and kisses and feeling of somebody's hand holding your hand. They also will take the person on trips. So they'll walk down the beach together, or they'll go flying through the air, and they'll also use metaphors. There was one metaphor that somebody had used when they were going. They saw people striving to go up a mountain, and they were working to go up the mountain, and the person who was having the experience couldn't understand what that was. And so then their loved one on the other side, it was her son, then said to her, you know, you don't need to struggle like that. Let me take you over here. And he took her over to an elevator. And so there was an elevator too. And so then they got in the elevator and they went up to the top of the mountain. And they looked down and there were the people still struggling to get up. And he said, that's what it's like. And the metaphor was to say, you don't have to struggle to have this afterlife communication. All you have to do is let it happen. All you have to do is ride the elevator, and you'll get there. And that was a metaphor that he had used. And he took her on that trip through into the elevator and took her up to the top of the mountain. And he did that to teach her. So we have lots of those happen when those on the other side do more than just communicate. They don't just talk about things. But the first thing to learn is how to allow free, natural unfoldment. And that means just when you close your eyes, allow whatever comes to come. Don't judge it. Don't try to control it.
Don't try to imagine things happening. Don't do anything except just be open and very, very hypersensitive, very sensitive to everything that comes. And we have them start off at a place of great beauty, just any place that first comes to their mind. And so they're in this place of great beauty, and it's where love is. And love lives there, and that's where their loved ones are. And they go into the place of great beauty and just look around. Then you see things. You might see pillars, or you might see what looks like a room, or you might see clouds. And whatever it is that comes, it comes naturally. You don't have to imagine it. Don't have to make it up. It'll come naturally. And then as you're becoming sensitive to it, then all kinds of things will come. The pets will come. The person on the other side, the loved one, will come. And we can ask questions then. And we can say, Who is around me right now? Or you can say, I'd like to talk to Grandma. And after making the request, then there's a chance that that person will come through. There's a chance that person won't come through. They'll bring through somebody else. So they'll let somebody else who's more important to the person having the experience. And it could be a pet. It could be a loved one they haven't thought about for years, but they needed to talk to. And so this will happen naturally if they learn how to allow free natural unfoldment, and to allow it to happen naturally.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you say that, because your description of this type of unfoldment is exactly the first thing I tell people who are trying to learn mediumship to do. I tell them to relax, clear your mind, just let the impressions come through and tell us what the impressions are. And mm-hmm. that's how I start them off that way. But I have to say that you said lots of times when the relatives are hesitant to come through, they're remorseful about something they've done mm-hmm. to the person that's living. Mm-hmm. And I find a lot of that in mediumship. Yeah, mm-hmm. we get a lot of that. Do you ever get situations, because this has happened to me, where loved ones or people don't want to talk to certain loved ones?
Yeah, you mean people on this side don't want to talk to loved ones on the other side? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that they actually don't want to. They're looking for somebody else, and they mm-hmm. want to. For instance, a woman wanted to connect with her son, and her grandmother came through, and she actually tried to block it. Because her grandmother came through, and she tried to change it, to try to make her son come through. So she kind of pushed her grandmother away for her son to come through. And she realized after she had done that and that the transmission, the connection stopped. And it's because she was trying to control it. She was trying to make it happen. And what she needed to do was that her grandmother would have had some sort of message for her. And after her grandmother would have come through, then her grandmother may have brought through her son. Or her son may have been standing back, waiting because the grandmother needed to come through. But the person just needed to let whatever happened, whoever they were going to bring through from the other side, let them come through and enjoy the experience of meeting that person. The one they want to meet is eventually going to come through. You know, it always happens that way. But they just have to be very willing to allow that person to come through. And sometimes there will be a person on the other side that they don't want to come through. They are really reluctant because there were some bad feelings or there's some hurt feelings. And very often they'll come through, but they'll come through very, very apologetically. They'll come through with great remorse.
Yes.
And they want forgiveness.
Yes.
And even though the person on this side would not have chosen to have that person come through, they wanted somebody else to come through, that person who is grieving now on the other side, who's feeling remorseful, had a great need to have that burden lifted. And the person on this side really did too, to be able to have that lifted from their life. And so they'll come through and take care of that issue before the other person, the person on this side wanted to come through, can come through. There was unfinished business.
That's interesting, because with the unfinished business, if you go to a medium to do the unfinished business, what happens is that, you know, I've said to people, I have your mother here, and they've gone, I won't talk to her. Mm-hmm. So they don't, mm-hmm. they don't provide an opportunity for the healing to take place that mm-hmm. needs to take place between the spirit and the person who's still alive. Mm-hmm. And I explained to them afterwards, always, I said, this person is probably coming through to give you an apology because mm-hmm. they want to heal and want to do it. So it's really interesting that in the self-guided meditations, it's exactly the same thing that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in the guided afterlife connections, the ones the psychotherapist did, the same thing happens. And it never, we never ever have in any of these methods that we're using, never ever have somebody come through with harsh words. Never come through scolding, never come through with lecturing, never come through with something that the person on this side really would be hurt by. That never happens. It's always coming through with warmth and love, and they are very often remorseful and need forgiveness, or they want to give forgiveness to the person on this side. But it's always warm and loving. So we know that in dream connections, when people have dream connections, and they say, well, you know, I've had this dream about my uncle, and my uncle came through, and he was just ranting and raving and yelling and screaming and at me, and I couldn't understand why that was happening. And we have to say that was not your uncle. That was too much pizza that night. That was that's a part of the physical realm. You know, you had a physical realm nightmare.
That's a very, very, very important point that we mm-hmm. need to discuss. But we're mm-hmm. also about ready to take a break. So hold that thought, mm-hmm. and we'll return with that idea. You're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we're about to go on break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
with the Psychic Professor Show, and we are talking to Craig Hogan, and our conversation is about the healing messages that you can get from your loved ones on the other side. And this is a very important point. And Craig, you were the one that made the point that all of the messages so far that usually come through all the people are positive ones.
Yes, they're all warm, loving, and positive.
Yes, and when you hear a message that isn't warm, loving, and positive, you know it's not spirit.
It is not spirit, that's right. And that happens especially in dreams. So that if somebody has a bad dream and they think that their loved one is scolding them or is angry with them or something, or they're suffering on the other side or something like that, that is not a visitation. That is not a spirit visitation. It is not the person on the other side. That's the physical realm. So that's what happens when you have bad dreams. You know, it's just too much pizza. And so what they should do is just not take that seriously. Just let that go. And if they have a visitation, it's going to be warm and loving. It's going to be so real that they think that they say that it's as real as life. They're going to remember it afterwards. That's one of the other hallmarks of it. And they are going to feel uplifted. You know, they're going to feel good about it once it's all happened. And if they don't, then that's just a bad dream.
Yes, and I think that it's very important to know that the information coming from spirit is always loving and positive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is how I can tell when people are in trance and when people are faking it too, by the things they say. If anything goes negative, then I know it's not spirit. It's their subconscious. And sometimes people think they're in trance, but it's really their subconscious mind coming through.
Yeah, and very much on the earth plane. The earth plane is full of fears and of unhappiness and cruelty and those kinds of things. And those will not come through in these contacts with people on the other side. Because on the earth plane, we're in the crucible. We've chosen to come onto the earth plane because of the fact that it is a crucible. It's full of the negatives as well as positives. So it has the whole gamut. And so we do encounter things on the earth plane that are negative and that are cruel and full of anger, but they're entirely on the earth plane. The other side, then once we leave the earth plane, all that drops away. There's no more of it.
That's important. And I think that's also important when I meet people who are hesitant to communicate with the other side and communicate with the afterlife or go to a medium. I always say to them, but all the information is positive. So there's no fear. What are you afraid of?
And we never ever had, you don't get lower level entities coming through when we're on a higher spiritual level, when we're trying to connect with loved ones. And so we never have lower level entities coming through. We never have that problem. The people who have the lower level entities problem are the Ghostbusters and the people who go out there and irritate and look for contacts with lower level spirits and so that they can get contacts and EVPs from them. And so then they're the ones who run into that or use the Ouija board for entertainment, and kind of taunt the other side. And they're going to get the lower level spirits to come in, and because they're going to have fun. That's what they're. That's why they're still earthbound, because they want to get their kicks on the earth plane.
Yes, but the other thing, other part of that is that if your mindset is only for the higher and the best, and that's what you believe in, that's what you'll get, because like attracts like.
That's what it is, right? So we never ever have that problem. And any of the physical mediumship, a mental mediumship, or trance mediumship, you just don't have lower level spirits coming through. And we do have, when we have circles, people who are very open. I mean, their nature is to be open. They just, spirits from the other side can easily come in and influence them. And they just have to learn how to shut out the lower level spirits by staying on a higher spiritual level. And the problem is that you've got these, especially adolescent girls, who are very prone to being open, and they can have experiences, and because they're not on a higher spiritual level, they don't know what's going on with them. They can have poltergeist experiences around them.
And all they have to do is be brought out of that and be brought to a higher spiritual level, and they go away.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is, if you're not looking for that, but people who are looking for that are going to attract it.
Mm-hmm, that's it, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
One of the things we have to do is we always do a prayer of protection mm-hmm. In every endeavor that we do. And even though we know that we are not going to encounter lower level spirits, we always do a prayer of protection, in part that sets our intention that we are on
yes.
a higher spiritual level.
Yes, the intention is very, very mm-hmm. important. Very, yep. very mm-hmm. important. And mm-hmm. let's tell us a little bit more. Let's remind everybody about the Afterlife Conference. And maybe mm-hmm. you could give everyone the web address if they're interested.
Mm-hmm. Then the Afterlife Conference is going to be September 15th through the 17th. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. We have 33 experts in afterlife studies. In end-of-life activities, meaning what do you do, how do you help people with the end-of-life activities, and the new spirituality, what we're learning now about what it's like to be spiritual and without religion, because we're directly having contact with people on the other side and with the divine, with the higher power. So it will be working with all three of those issues with wonderful, wonderful people who are going to be there. They'll be speaking. We'll have workshops there. Sherry Pearl is going to actually be doing 2 days of workshops teaching people how to communicate using a PC, just a lowly PC. And she is able to record the voices. She's going to be teaching them how to do that. And Suzanne Kiesman's going to be there. Victor and Wendy Zammit, who have the Friday Afterlife newsletter, and Gary Schwartz. Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, is going to be there. We're going to have George Noory, as the host of Coast to Coast AM, and has also written a book on the afterlife with Mary Ellen Guiley. And Roberta Grimes, everybody knows Roberta Grimes, and Sandra is going to be there. I don't know whether you know about her show, Sandra Champlain's show.
Yes.
But it's a very popular show. Mm-hmm. And so then we're also going to have people who are specialists in hypnotism, Mark Bitstick, who is part of Eternia. And we're going to have Patricia McGivern, who speaks about how people can understand who they are and the result of how their past lives influence who they are. And so by learning about their past lives, they can influence their present life. And we're going to be having Jeff Olson, Dennis Griga is going to be there. So we're going to have a wonderful group of people who are going to be there speaking about the afterlife communication, and how we can live our lives more fully as a result of understanding what it is that's going on in the afterlife and in the transition that we call the end of life. Virginia Hummel is going to be there. She's going to be talking about orbs. She's the orb whisperer.
Okay. We get mm-hmm. a lot of orbs in Lilydale, and I would mm-hmm. like to just tell our listeners that I'll also be there. So if people mm-hmm. want to come to the conference, you can meet all of us. And we're getting towards the end of the show now, and I would just like to say you've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show, and you can contact me at www.spiritartgallery.com. .net. All of my critical information is listed along with some of the paintings that we have in the gallery. And the Afterlife has a website too. It's www.afterlifestudies.com. So
.org.
.org. Yes, this is an organization. It's not a com. So afterlifestudies.org. And then you'll be able to find out all about the conference and how you, too, can attend. I'd like to thank Craig for being my guest today. This was very informational, and I even learned something. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I've loved it. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.